Come on, Al, get your jump gear.
Standing in line among thousands hoping to see Donald Trump at the Janesville Conference Center was a last-minute decision for accountant William Collette. The presidential candidate he'll vote for in the Wisconsin primary April 5th also will be a late decision.
Well, as of this morning, I'll be voting for Trump.
One of the biggest reasons is Trump's views on curbing foreign trade agreements.
Look at the NAFTA program that was voted in through politicians, and they darn well knew that jobs are going to jump the borders.
This is a primary concern for many in Janesville, home of a massive General Motors assembly plant, which has been idle for almost a decade. The closure of the plant put thousands in the area out of well-paying jobs and changed the way of life for many who live in this working-class town, which reflects a large part of the Republican electorate.
Many of them were once Democrats. Their fathers worked on the line in industrial America. They had a nice house in the suburbs. They made the kind of money that the upper working class used to make in the 50s and 60s. They look back on that life and they wonder where it went.
John Sharpless is a history professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He's also a former Republican candidate for Congress who narrowly lost his election in 2000. He says Republican Party leadership has misjudged working-class voters for several election cycles.
I think they're a hurting group and they're an angry group. They feel that they were rejected by the Democrats and then they felt they were rejected by the Republicans, and Trump has tapped into that anger.
But 21-year-old Charlie Lighting says he's most impressed by Trump's credentials.
He's kind of the epitome of an American businessman. I really like that. He's self-established.
But there's another name on Lighting's radar. Speaker of the House and Janesville's hometown congressman, Paul Ryan, who went to school with Lighting's mother.
I personally, if Paul was in the race, I would vote for Paul just because I have a personal connection with him. I trust him. He's honest, straightforward. He doesn't lie.
If he somehow magically became the candidate, I think he'd be a very serious rival for Hillary Clinton.
But Paul Ryan has said he is not interested in being a candidate and believes the nominee should be someone currently in the race.
How do you like Paul Ryan?
A race Donald Trump is winning. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Janesville, Wisconsin.
Wow. I was told be nice to Paul Ryan because, really?
更多听力，请访问 51voa.com.